You're listening to the Build Assets Online Podcast. Learn how you can build a diverse and sustainable income online from two brothers who actually do it. Now, here are your hosts, Mike and Joe.
Hello again, everyone. Joe and Mike back from buildassetsonline.com, and we're going to give you the 10 best high ticket dropshipping products for 2021. So I've put some thought into this, and basically the concept is that if we were going to be getting into making new stores in 2021, which we're not because we're mainly focusing on growing the stores that we have, but if we were going to get into new ones, these are some products and industries that we might be thinking about. Number one is massage chairs. With a lot of people at home, I think it's going to be one of those things where people are going to continue to upgrade their home as they're spending more and more time there. I don't think that the situation is going to change by the end of 2021. So I think this is a good one to think about. What do you think, Mike?
Yeah, I think a lot of this list is going to be predicated on that situation, right? So no matter what happens, I think a lot is going to be changing within the remote work industry. So a lot more people are going to be staying home and working. And like you said, Joe, I think that's going to lead to, you know, some people will definitely be more weary to leave their home and do certain activities, which we'll get into. But yeah, they'll be investing a lot more in these sorts of luxury items. And so, yeah, I mean, if you're new to watching us, I want to say it's not just about selling one type of product. It's about having a store that allows you to pivot to different similar products. And so these are going to be some really good bets. But of course, when you make a store, you want to have more avenues in this. And we talk about this a lot in our course, but I digress. So good pick, Joe.
All right. The second one, kind of similar to that, but we're talking about home theater seating. I don't know. I think movie theaters are probably going to, whether you want to go to them or not, I think a lot of them are probably going out of business, honestly. So in 2020, but home theater seating was big even before 2020. So in 2021, I think home theater seating for people who want to enjoy the movie experience at home is a great, great product to think about selling.
Yeah, I agree. And like you said, Joe, this is popular before. All these things were popular before, but they're probably going to increase in popularity. So it's not about a particular trend, but it's it is good to capture things, you know, before they go on a major upswing.
And we've talked about this next one in a past episode, but we have cigar cabinets and humidors or whatever they're called. I think this is just one of those untapped niches that if you can get into and optimize your site properly and rank organically for it, there's tons and tons of content you can put out for stuff like this. And it's not really 2021 specific, but I think that this is just one of those industries that's untapped right now for dropshipping.
Yeah, there will always be like the aficionado type industries and hobbies out there. And so these people love researching stuff and they love spending a lot of money on whatever their particular hobby is. And believe it or not, cigars is like that too. People love smoking cigars. They love researching different cigars to buy. And I'm sure when it comes to getting a humidor for their home, they'll be just as interested. So yeah, a lot of ways to capture traffic for this.
Great B2B niche as well. So not only for B2C, for people smoking in the home, but great B2B niche as well. This next one is indoor golf simulators. Now, again, this goes with upgrading the home and making the home just a better place to be. These types of things were actually kind of big. I remember going to like some kind of sports bar in Atlantic City, and this was huge there, indoor golf. You kind of hit it into a net or whatever. And I don't play golf myself, but I think there's a lot of this type of thing. Again, another thing that people are passionate about. So definitely something to look into.
Yeah, good price point as well. Have some things selling for $7,000.
Yeah. So this next one is large tents. It just goes with the trend that we're seeing. I don't think this kind of stuff is going to go away anytime soon, but we have prices going from $1,000 to over $20,000. And I think, you know, it's a great B2B and B2C product that you should be looking into.
Yeah. You know, Joe, we might have to take advantage of this one. I like this $20,000 price point.
I like it too. We know people here aren't going to do it, so we might as well go do it ourselves.
No maintenance either. Not like technical or anything.
Yeah. You just got
huge piece of fabric and a bunch of sticks.
What's better than making $20,000 off of some fabric and some sticks?
Not much.
So the next thing we have is a greenhouse. And I think with people wanting to be more self-sufficient, grow their own food, this is honestly something that I am considering one day, to get a nice big greenhouse. And because there's so much you can do in it. We were in the Netherlands recently, and I actually found out that they grow all of their avocados inside the Netherlands in greenhouses, which was really interesting. So I think for people that are going to, you know, be adopting more of like an off-grid or more independent lifestyle, you cannot beat something like this. And again, just basically basic materials, you know, very low maintenance.
Agreed.
All right. So how about this next one, Mike? What do you think about this next one? Outdoor fitness stations.
It's funny, I was in Vietnam in 2016, and these are absolutely huge. Like, every city you go to will have a huge outdoor fitness setup, and it's just hilarious to see the people swinging and doing all sorts of weird workouts. And yeah, I mean, I think it's very likely that these will continue to pop up for, you know, maybe the next wave of gyms will be these sort of outdoor fitness situations, where instead of just having a huge indoor gym, they may have an outdoor section as well. You know, even regardless of COVID, you see these just arising in different communities. So it's definitely a B2B play, even a home play. If someone wants some sort of outdoor situation, people like working out outside. So
yeah, no, honestly, I wish I had one of these by me. Cause I watch, you know, the YouTube people on YouTube in Harlem and stuff. They do like, you know, 50 pull-ups in a row, like 100 pull-ups. It's crazy. And, yeah, no, this is definitely one of those things that's going to continue to grow, because you see this, I hate to say trend, because we always, you know, talk trash about capitalizing on trends, but I think I like to think of long-term trends. That's the thing, not short-term trends. I like to think of trends that are going to continue for 3 to 5 years rather than selling a fidget spinner. So I think, again, this is a trend that will continue for the next 3 to 5 years.
And there's a difference between, say, something like a fidget spinner, which went from zero demand to 1,000,000% growth to back down to, you know, probably 1% of where it was. This, you know, situations like these, they were in demand before, they might uptick and then they might stay up there, or worst case scenario, they drop down to their normal levels, and it's still a good product to have and to sell long term.
Absolutely. So,
skating ramps, especially that, I mean, I don't think this is going to change much in regards to the new normal, but you know, people love skating. It's been around for a very long time, and I think this is a really, really underground product, Joe. So good job for coming up with this one. Again, most people aren't going to do anything with this, but I saw you put this, and I was like, wow, this is a good one.
Yeah, think of the potential of this one though too. So I'm seeing skating, but you know, you can also branch off into like BMX type stuff. You know, biking. All sorts of tricks that people do on these types of ramps, and really, really nail down that industry if you do it properly with your ads and your search and your, like, all your advertisements. So if you do that properly, this is an industry I think that's ripe for the picking, as they say.
Ripe for the shipping.
Yeah. This next one, Mike, telepresence robot, very unique one. We've some experience into this industry. So I'll be very honest that it's a little bit difficult to get your foot in the door, but I think once you do get your foot in the door with some of these suppliers, I think this is something that's going to continue to be popular. I mean, don't you see like Edward, like, you know, people make speeches on these things. I swear to God, I've seen like a TED talk on one of these things.
That's hilarious. I mean, we've thought about bringing our bookkeeper from the Philippines into our CPA's office on one of these. And I still want to do that. But yeah, I think, if you can get your foot in the door here. I mean, we've come pretty close. I think when we tried to look into this, it was more early in our dropshipping careers. So we didn't want to, you know, shell out of money to like buy a machine or do something like that, which nowadays we would 100% do, especially just for the barrier to entry, because we know, you know, we'll sell one. So yeah, if you're courageous and you really want to get ahead of everyone else, this is the one you pick.
All right. And the last one, and I've mentioned this one in a previous episode, but a bariatric lift. You know, as sad as it is, I think the trend is people are getting heavier. You know, that's just what I see. That's just what I observe. And as you know, as people age and we have an aging population, and you have heavy people that are older, you need a way to lift them out of bed. And I think this is a big B2B play that if you can get in with some of these suppliers, you're going to see over the next 3 to 5 years, very, very healthy, healthy returns.
Yeah. I mean, people get old, people get fat. It's a fact of life. And yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being someone that sells something like this. And of course, yeah, even this industry has a host of other products you can probably sell. And, you know, that is what it is. People need these things. They're in demand. And it's a good product.
All right. So hope you guys enjoyed those top 10 products. Don't just sit there. Literally go check some of them out and think about selling them. Our next suggested video is the 10 biggest dropshipping mistakes of 2021. So if you're going to pick one of those products and think about actually selling them, be sure to check out the most common mistakes that people are going to make when they embark on starting a dropshipping business. And there'll also be links to other relevant episodes in the show notes, such as learning more about Google Ads, some interviews with some of our students. So be sure to check those out. And subscribe to get alerted when the next video comes out. And be sure to sign up for our free course at buildassetsonline.com/playbook. And the video I just mentioned will pop up now. And we will see you in the next episode.
Take it easy.
Thanks for listening to the Build Assets Online podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, don't forget, subscribe, share, and leave us a rating on whatever platform you might be listening from. And if you're ready to learn how to build your own online business portfolio, start now by visiting buildassetsonline.com/playbook. We'll see you in the next episode.